Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back. Todd Meneses in for Tommy Tucker, 7:45. We're joined now by Garrett Epps, professor of law at the University of Baltimore. Garrett, thanks for taking time with us here on WWL.
Great to be here.
Now, President Trump has reiterated that he's seriously looking at changing birthright citizenship, despite it being the 14th Amendment, with a executive order. First off, can he change an amendment with an executive order?
Well, you know, the administration would claim that they're just interpreting the amendment in a new way, but they are, in fact, voiding one of the key parts of the 14th Amendment. And I think under the Constitution, this would be a gross overreach of executive authority. I don't think even Congress could change the terms of Section 1 of the 14th Amendment.
Okay. Unless they did another amendment to the Constitution and have to be ratified, correct? That would be the only
way
to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. They could propose it to the states, and if you got three quarters, but you won't, right? Mm-hmm. People are not the people don't want to take citizenship away from themselves and other people.
Is he talking about taking it away, but he's talking about possibly moving it to like other countries where it's based on your parents being citizens or by the blood or you know how it's done in Italy
A number of European states have got what they call the jus sanguinis, the law of blood, which means that your citizenship follows from who your parents are and not necessarily where you're born. There's arguments for that. I think the United States, as a large cosmopolitan nation that has been created by immigration, chose in 1868 with the framing of the 14th Amendment to do it by what they call the jus solis, the law of place. Hundreds of thousands of people were emigrating to the United States. The United States was growing through immigration. We had a population of African-American slaves who had been told by the Supreme Court they were not citizens, their children couldn't be citizens. And so the framers of the 14th Amendment said, you know, we're not going to have this. We're not going to have two classes of human beings in this society. If you're born here, you belong here, you're ours, and you can be a citizen. And that rule has actually served our country extremely well.
Now, what would happen if he did pass an executive order and ban this? What's the next steps that would happen?
You know, I have sat and thought about that, and I think it would be chaos. It would be kind of nationwide what we saw in January 2017 at the airports, because how do you implement something like this? Are you going to refuse birth certificates to people who can't prove their citizenship? I'm not sure I could approve mine at the time my children were born. Mm-hmm. Are you going to then refuse passports to people who apply? They say, here's my birth certificate. I was born in the United States 35 years ago. And they say, well, you haven't produced proof that your parents were citizens. I couldn't prove my parents were citizens. So you're going to have, chaos in the bureaucracy. And I think the most likely outcome would be that Immigration and Customs Enforcement would begin grabbing people off the streets if they were brown and claiming they weren't citizens and attempting to deport people who may have been born here of parents who were born here going back to before the United States. It is a recipe not just for chaos, but for real social division and disorder.
Looking at the way the law is written, how would this affect those that have become naturalized citizens as well? Would that clause be taken out if he changed it?
No, I not according to what they're talking about. It says if you're naturalized in the United States then you are naturalized. And I think that naturalized citizens have got their papers by definition, and so that there wouldn't be any impact on them. They might be asked to prove when they registered their children. And the irony is that naturalized citizens would be able to register their children much more easily than people whose families have been in the country for hundreds of years.
We're talking to Garrett Epps, professor of law at the University of Baltimore. When we come back, I want to ask you, Garrett, about any cases that the Supreme Court has ruled on regarding citizenship and how this would all extend to a possible executive order if one is issued. It's Todd Manessis in for Tommy Tucker. We'll take a short break, get a check on traffic, and be back here on WWL. All right, welcome back. Todd Manessis in for Tommy Tucker. Professor Epps, before we went to the break, I asked, have some cases on citizenship been tried in the Supreme Court? What have they ruled in the past?
Well, the most important case was from the 1890s, and it's called Wong Kim Ark. Wong was a young man born in San Francisco of Chinese parents. Now, at that time, Chinese people immigrants could never become citizens. They were allowed to come and work on the railroads or whatever, but they were not ever allowed to be citizens because of a racist rule. But Wong was born in the United States, and he said, I am a U.S. citizen. He asked for a passport, and the Immigration Service said, you're not a citizen. We can deport you whenever we want. And the case went to the United States Supreme Court, and the court said, look, you know, we read the 14th Amendment. It says all persons. The debates in Congress at the time, the sponsors were specifically asked, you don't really mean Chinese people. You don't mean people from races that we don't like. And they said, yes, we do. The aim of this amendment is to make everyone born in the U.S. part of our community. And so the Supreme Court said, no, Wong Kim Ark is a birthright citizen, and his children and their children will be as well. And that has been the basic rule since that time. Now, there's never been a case in which the government said, well, this is an illegal alien, right, because there was no such thing in 1890. And the administration could argue, well, this is a different case, and so we can do it. And that would go to the Supreme Court very fast.
So once the Supreme Court has ruled on it, basically, and usually in most cases, correct me if I'm wrong, the Supreme Court, I think, has only changed a previous court's opinion twice or three times in the history of the courts. Is that correct?
No, they overturn previous decisions pretty often, but Their general rule is that they don't do it just because the new justices disagree with the old ones.
Right.
They have to come up with an argument that, well, the old one isn't working, or the old one is clearly contrary to law and so forth. And you really don't have that in this case. The birthright citizenship system has worked smoothly since Wong Kim Ark, and we just don't have any – there's no particular reason except politics – to want to change it. And so I think that even though this administration is Republican, they would run into a lot of skepticism from this Supreme Court about changing the rules of citizenship.
All right, Garrett Epps, professor of law at the University of Baltimore. Thanks for taking time with us here on WWL.
Enjoyed it.
All right. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.